USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new week begins and the number of coronavirus cases in the United States continues to rise. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams saying there's no need to panic. That after Johns Hopkins University said the number of cases had reached almost 550 in the United States as of yesterday.
You're going to see more cases. Unfortunately, you're going to see more deaths. That doesn't mean that we should panic.
Dr. Adams was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. There are 22 deaths reported in the United States because of the rapidly spreading virus. Oil prices are experiencing a historic crash this morning, not because of coronavirus, but after Saudi Arabia started a price war against Russia yesterday. The Reverend Jesse Jackson endorsing Bernie Sanders for the Democratic presidential nomination, saying yesterday that a vote for Sanders is a vote for justice and health care. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Four people are dead after an apparent murder-suicide just outside Houston yesterday morning. Fort Bend County Sheriff's Department deputies say it looks like the 48-year-old suspect killed his wife, two teenage sons, and their two dogs before then killing himself. The investigation's continuing. South Korean officials saying North Korea has launched a number of rockets, at least three projectiles fired towards the Sea of Japan, and this comes after last week's launch of what military officials believed were two short-range ballistic missiles. Yesterday was International Women's Day. It was also, in some nations, a fourth annual International Women's Strike. In Mexico City, thousands of women marched to protest unsolved murders.
They're here because either they know a woman or a girl who was killed, or they are here simply in solidarity. And in most cases, the crimes haven't been solved.
That's reporter Adrian Bard, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
And Rosie the Riveter has died, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
The character of Rosie the Riveter holds an iconic place in U.S. culture and embodies the can-do spirit of the American woman during World War II. Rosalind Walter, the inspiration behind the symbol, died in Manhattan at the age of 95. Walter was just 19 when she volunteered to take a night shift position on an assembly line. After being profiled in a local newspaper in 1942, songwriters Red Evans and Jacob Loeb penned the tune Rosie the Riveter and cemented Walter's place in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A funeral service for a fallen police officer in Hawaii, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
There was a big turnout to give one final salute to fallen Honolulu police officer Kauliki Kalama.
This is the final summons for Officer Kauliki Kalama, who gave his life in order to protect people in mortal danger. For your commitment and dedication to public service, till we meet again.
He was shot and killed in the line of duty in January, along with Officer Tiffany Enriquez in Waikiki. Both officers were shot as they tried to help a woman who'd been stabbed in the leg. A fire caught and spread, destroying seven homes in the neighborhood. Kalama had been on the force for 9 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.